You're listening to Superfund 101 on KBMF 102.5. I'm Daniel Hogan. The Yankee Doodle tailings impoundment has been sounding the radar again in Butte recently because of concerns by Atlantic Richfield that the enormous earthen wall may not be as ready as once thought to take on an environmental disaster. Montana Resources, who operates the active mine and uses Yankee Doodle to store waste rock, has applied for a permit to expand the western wall of the impoundment another 50 feet. This permit, which must be accepted by the Montana Department of Environmental Quality, is of no concern to the former oil giant, but the proximity to the Berkeley Pit and the repercussions of a dam failure have them playing it safe and asking MR to implement more controls. Today we'll hear from Vice President of Environmental Affairs for Montana Resources, Mark Thompson, about Senate Bill 409. Passed in 2015, SB 409 is touted as a self-imposed regulatory process to make sure tailings impoundments in Montana are among the most closely watched over in the world. Originally conceived by the Montana Mining Association, of which Mr. Thompson is also the president, the law implements strict third-party controls and monitoring of tailings dams. This conversation was recorded in October of last year, and to begin, I asked Mark to explain Yankee Doodle's place in the mining process. You're listening to Superfund 101 on KVMF LP Butte 102.5. Today we're hearing an interview recorded in October of last year between myself and Mark Thompson of Montana Resources and the Montana Mining Association about Senate Bill 409, which requires third-party monitoring of tailings impoundments like the ones surrounding Butte's Yankee Doodle Pond. Montana Resources is still in the permitting process to raise the western wall of the dam, and it seems likely they will receive it. No one is really questioning the current strength of the dam, but because Atlantic Richfield is liable for both the dam and the Berkeley Pit, they are raising concerns over what would happen if it was neglected in any way, or any number of environmental disasters affected it. Top in most people's minds is a large earthquake. The dam is currently certified to withstand anything up to a 6.5 on the Richter scale. A quake of that size anywhere near Butte would effectively spell the evaporation of all buildings and infrastructure, as well as unleashing a deluge of environmental waste, Yankee Doodle and Berkeley Pit being the two largest concerns. We may now add to that collective pot of worries heavy rain. Climate change and ever-increasing weather events like monsoon-style rains in Montana will become frighteningly common in the coming decades, and saturated dams have failed before. To wrap up the interview, Mark walks through the process of adding to the impoundment with things like groundwater movement in mind. For stories like this and many more, visit ButteAmericaRadio.org. This has been Superfund 101. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more on the KBMF NewsHour.